Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Looking now at Sam Trithewey of Milford Asset Management. Hey, Sam.
Evening, Heather.
Now, I'm keen to get your take on the situation that Z Energy is facing with that takeover bid from Ampol. How keen do you think Ampol actually is?
Look, I think they are very keen, Heather. I think this transaction, the roughly $2 billion bid for the company, will be watched closely by many, given how the role Z currently plays in terms of being in a sensitive industry and being important infrastructure, and the role it is expected to play in the future as we move towards decarbonising the economy. So Ampol know our local fuel market well via their ownership of Gull. And secondly, prior to the offer being made public a few weeks ago, Ampol had three indicative confidential offers that weren't brought to shareholders by the Z board. And then finally, overnight, the Australian press has called them out as being very keen to grow their business. So they are being called out as a potential bidder on some electricity assets over in Australia, currently held by Meridian Energy. So look, it looks like they have the cash and are looking to spend it.
So since this was made public, Z CEO Mike Bennett has sounded reasonably positive about the chances of this deal actually going through. What do you reckon? What do you see as the obstacles here?
Mike is clearly confident that the deal makes sense. He can see the scale benefits of the joint entity and the benefits of operating across Australia and New Zealand. I think most investors and most are aware that the Commerce Commission approval could be a reasonable hurdle for the deal to get through, and that's fair enough. But also along that, and I don't think this has come up really clearly yet, is that the Overseas Investment Office is also potentially a big hurdle. So there are some new reforms to the Overseas Investment Act and introduction of a new national interest test, allowing our government to assess overseas investment on a basis of our country's national interest. So this is essentially asking, are the Z assets critical national infrastructure? And the decision is at the discretion of the government. So this is one to look out for. It's a big test of the reform, and how that plays out could influence deals like this, could influence foreign investment in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think this is going to mean for the consumers? I mean, is this going to change the prices at the pump?
Ampol is arguing that bringing together the two companies will improve our local security of supply, which is fair enough, but that doesn't shift prices. Fundamentally, this is not a new player entering the market either, so it's not an increase in competition, but I think whether we will see an impact of the pump will come down to how Ampol wants to run the business if the deal proceeds. So do they want to keep the Z brand positioned as it is to the premium end of the market and maintain that market share? Or are they seeking to compete more widely and challenge and grow market share? If that the latter happens, then that clearly is positive for prices, Heather.
Brilliant stuff, Sam. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Sam Trithewey, Milford Asset Management, 27 past 6.